today. We'll have more about weather coming up and the latest look from Tony Schumacher in a moment. But right now, the news time at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Republicans came up with their own plan to keep the government running past midnight tonight.
Republicans say they got items they wanted. More money for defense, border guards, and migrant detention beds. Democrats claiming victory with a $1 billion boost to child care and Head Start. Millions more for cancer, Alzheimer's, and dementia research. House Republican majority will likely need Democrats to get it passed, with some in the GOP angry they didn't have time to review the bills or cut more spending.
ABC's Andy Field. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. sentenced convicted January 6th insurrectionist Jeffrey Sable to 63 months in the penitentiary for helping others drag a police officer into the mob storming the Capitol, where that officer was assaulted with various weapons. Brian Malinowski died. The Little Rock, Arkansas airport honcho was wounded in a gunfight this week with federal agents serving a search warrant at his home. This is ABC News. Their World War II missions were so secret, they weren't declassified until the mid-90s. And veterans of the misdirection program were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal on Thursday.
It was a strategy of battlefield deception. The mission, to create the perception of U.S. forces where they weren't actually positioned, to get the Axis enemy to move its troops. Actors, artists, and technicians used inflatable tanks, sound effects, and radio transmissions to successfully fake out the Germans. Bernie Bluestein, aged 100, is one of the last surviving members of the Ghost Army, now honored with the Congressional Gold Medal.
I'm very proud and happy to be here.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A guy out fishing on Norris Lake in northeast Tennessee hooked something he wasn't planning on bringing home for dinner, a 4-foot-long alligator. It's now at an exotic animal rescue facility. Its origin unclear. Gators are not native to Tennessee. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today, a high of 37 degrees. Snow ending by midday today. An additional 1 to 3 inches possible. East winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a low of 14 degrees. And then Saturday's high will be at around 37. Also, a look at Saturday night, a 24-degree low with a 50% chance of light snow later on, a dusting to an inch possible. Sunday, blustery with snow likely through mid-afternoon with another dusting to an inch possible, then a chance of scattered light rain later in the day and night. Sunday's high, 39. By Monday, our high, 52, with occasional rain showers likely. In Richland Center, snow continues. We've been at 28. It is right now 29 degrees. About an inch to an inch and a half of snow accumulation on the snow gauge today. And again, on the temperature gauge, it is 29. Weston School District will have a virtual day today. All school activities, practices, and games are canceled. Weston, the lone district that has made that announcement officially, among the schools that generally contact us here at WRCO. Drive carefully. Again, a lot of roads are just wet, although some of the bridges reported slippery. I'm sure some of the side roads, less traveled roads, are a little slippery as well. But for the most part, around here, just wet on the parking lots and the driveways and things like that. But again, with 29 degrees, our temperature, that certainly could change, and you could find some different spots where it is pretty icy this morning. We'll start the broadcast day officially now on a Friday, March 22nd.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that Star-Spangled Banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Hey, I'm just an old chunk of coal, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna grow and glow till I'm so blue, pure, perfect. I'm gonna put a smile on everybody's face. I'm gonna kneel and pray every day, lest I should become vain along the way. I'm just an old chunk of coal now, Lord, but I'm gonna be a diamond someday. I'm gonna learn the best way to walk. I'm gonna search and find a better way to talk. I'm gonna spit and polish my old rough-edged self till I get rid of every single flaw. I'm gonna be the world's best friend. I'm gonna go around shaking everybody's hand. Hey, I'm gonna be the cotton-picking rage of the age. I'm gonna be a diamond someday.
John Anderson on the WRCO Light and the Milk Cow Show Get Together. We start the day in a positive way. Before that, Jennifer Nettles did the honors for our national anthem to officially begin the broadcast day. How you doing out there, friends? Good to see you. You're looking good. And a little bit of winter still rearing its ugly head. Although it's good for the soil. And it looks like we're going to get a little bit more this weekend and not going to stick around very long, especially Monday when we hit 52 and get rain, right? But it's all good. That'll help my little rutabagas grow in Sextonville later on this spring. And yes, it is officially spring. That's one of the things we accomplished this week. Well, we have a lot to tell you about as we get up toward sports time in about 10 minutes or so. Badgers and Marquette both playing tonight in the NCAA tournament. So it's an exciting time. March Madness is on.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas-covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Ombabaka, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Sea, Guatemala. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistraw, Chattanooga, Chasta, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Your New York wine and our Tennessee shine. We're different as night and day. But I love you and you love me too. That's all that matters anyway.
I'm beat up pickup trucks, your limousine.
I've been that avenue and your country road.
All we've got in common
is that we love each other so.
Boys, your symphony.
But I'd live in your world if you'd live in mine.
As long as we're together,
anywhere we are is fine.
Dave and Sugar, New York Wine and Tennessee Shine. On a Friday morning, 29 degrees at WRCO Radio. On this day, we remind you, Richland Center High School wrestling team will be hosting a silent trivia night tonight. It starts at 6:30, featuring 10 rounds of trivia, covering a variety of topics. In between rounds, there will be games and raffle prizes. Cost $10 per player with teams of up to 10 players. Feel free to bring snacks to share with your table. Beverages and baked goods will be for sale as well. That's going on tonight and this weekend. Symphony on the Rocks at the Richland Center City Auditorium Saturday night at 7. You can get tickets at Eventbrite.com or locally at Napa Auto, Christie's Sunnyside, or Ameriprise Financial Offices. Spring. It's a season full of transformations and promise, and the beginning of a very busy time for farmers and ranchers across the nation. It's time to anticipate a planting schedule and to make plans for inputs that may both be hard to get and afford. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make or model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service and the Gattiger Pratt Funeral Home. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, and of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel. A little snow? Not a great deal. Again, we're supposed to be getting maybe another 1 to 3 inches possible today. I was a little skeptical on the whole deal, but we'll see. The winter weather advisory continues until 1 today, and some much-needed precipitation, no doubt about it. Good wet snow that's going to go right into the soil. Weston School District will have a virtual day. All school activities, practices, and games are canceled for today. Well, we checked some sports for you, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night, regular season softball, it was Cashton over Riverdale. Final score was 10-2, and Boscobel over DeSoto, 18-1, among the games that were played. Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the lineup, but it was 30 points and a dozen assists by Damian Lillard that boosted the Bucks to a 115-108 win over Brooklyn last night. After missing two games, Giannis played 34 minutes and scored 21 points. Milwaukee led at halftime by 16. They return to action Sunday when the Thunder visit the Fiserv Forum. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Orlando 121, New Orleans 106, Washington 109, Sacramento 102, Houston over Chicago 127-117, Dallas 113, Utah 97, Denver 113, New York 100, Phoenix 128, Atlanta 115. Jack Golke made 10 three-pointers, and 14th-seeded Oakland delivered the first true shock of March Madness, beating 3rd-seeded Kentucky 80-76 in the first round of the NCAA tournament. From the NHL, St. Louis 5-2 over Ottawa, the Rangers 5-2 over Boston, New Jersey 4-1 over Winnipeg, Detroit 6, the Islanders 3, Carolina 3-2 over Philadelphia in overtime, Nashville 3-0 over Florida, Edmonton 8, Buffalo 3, Vancouver 4-1 over Montreal, Anaheim 4 and Chicago nothing, Tampa Bay 4-1 over San Jose, and Vegas beat Seattle 3-1. From Interleague Baseball, the spring season yesterday, it was a win for the Cubs over Colorado 5-2, and San Francisco beat Milwaukee 7-6, White Sox 3, and Kansas City 3. Also, the Mets 10-5 over Detroit, Toronto 3-2 over Pittsburgh, and Seattle 7-6 winners against Cincinnati. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.
Good morning. It is Friday, March 22nd. The Light in the Milk House show shines on. There we go. Get ready.
Wipe your feet off, goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes, can't you do a single chore? Hang the picture, set the table, don't drop ashes on the floor. Eat the bottle, change the baby, you don't love me anymore.
He don't love her.
Up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother, you don't love me anymore.
Pee-wee King and his band, and I've Got a Wife at Home polka right there. Good for what ails you on a Friday. No comment. No, it's a 29-degree morning. A little bit of light snow out there. Reports kind of pretty much the same around the area in terms of amounts. But it did start earlier than was predicted, because before poor old Phil went to bed last night, it was snowing about 9 o'clock or so in Sextonville. So it does qualify as a trace of precipitation yesterday in the area. Thank you.
Here's a song that goes out especially for all the truck drivers we might have with us. Do we have any here tonight in Muskogee? White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White
The years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I've put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul. I wonder just what makes a man keep pushing on. Why must I keep on singing this old highway song? Yeah, I've been from coast to coast 100 times or more, and I'd seen one single place where I ain't been before. White line fever, a sickness born down deep within my soul. White line fever, the years keep flying by like the highline poles. The wrinkles in my forehead show the miles I've put behind me. They continue to remind me how fast I'm growing old. Guess I'll die with this fever in my soul.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who would call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers taking us to Memphis, Tennessee. We're just traveling all over the place today on the Light in the Milk House show. Weston School District has a virtual day. All school activities, practices, and games are canceled. That's the lone district that we have heard from today with a little light snow, about an inch or so on the grass, and it's 29 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Three Wisconsin bills important to agriculture were signed into law Thursday. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a bipartisan bill introduced in the U.S. Senate would help farmers transitioning land ownership and address current barriers. Senate Ag Committee member Mike Braun from Indiana says more than 370 million acres of farmland are estimated to change hands over the next two decades.
This is related to on farm ground and food security to make sure that acres, with so many of them changing hands, that they don't get into the wrong hands, and that it enables young farmers to get into the business.
Fellow Senate Ag Committee member and Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin is a co-sponsor. Wisconsin's law just changed, allowing tanker drivers to haul any liquid dairy product with a gross vehicle weight of up to 98,000 pounds over six axles. The old law allowed truckers to haul only milk up to that weight. The change in the law allows more efficient movement of products like liquid whey to drying facilities. Liquid whey is typically hauled from cheese plants to other facilities for drying. Scott Potts from Belgiosa Cheese says the change will reduce their fuel use by 29,000 gallons per year and cut carbon dioxide emissions by 258 metric tons per year. Dave Buchholzer from Klondike Cheese Company says they will be able to use fewer tankers, which reduces their water usage. Governor Tony Evers also signed two bills yesterday authorizing exemptions to tax incremental financing district rules. This affects Evansville and Stevens Point, where they are trying to bring in new agricultural developments. Evansville is working with CHS, finalizing plans for a $700 million soybean crushing facility. Stevens Point is working to secure a new $40 million potato processing plant for Agristo. An educator says there's not only a shortage of veterinarians, but also veterinary technicians. Sarah Stager is an instructor at North Central Technical College in Wausau. She tells Brownfield veterinary technicians are often compared to nurses in human medicine, but they need to know many species and many specialties.
We do x-rays, we do surgery tech, we do anesthesia, we are phlebotomists, we are patient educators, we are sometimes grief counselors.
Stager says becoming a veterinary technician requires mastering more than 500 essential science and math skills.
We're learning multiple species things. So like if you just look at when we come to vital signs, I've got to know the vital signs for everything from hamsters to horses.
But Stager says part of the reason for the shortage has been low pay.
The veterinarians are really starting to get on board with the fact that they need these technicians in their practice in order to be effective and efficient. And so the pay has come up significantly. It's still not where it needs to be.
She says new veterinarians are also in high demand, and it's difficult to lure them to rural areas unless they already have ties to the area. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aders and Plain. Spring is in the air. Can't you feel it? The days are longer and the sun shining through the window just seems warmer, even on those chilly mornings. And I admit, this time of year presents some merchandising challenges. We are busy stocking our floor and shelves with all kinds of new items for spring, but Mother Nature has a way of keeping us on our toes with random snow and ice. Don't worry, sleet or sun, we've got you covered for both kinds of spring. We are again selling baby chicks and ducks and turkeys this spring. We're taking orders now and are ready to help you get started on your road to chicken raising success. We also sell fencing supplies, heat lamps, feed, including organics, and feeding equipment. Our spring catalog is hot off the press and filled with thousands of home improvement items. Stop by and pick one up and register to win one of two $500 shopping sprees. Think spring and stop by Aders and Plain, your spring project headquarters and your great big store with small town smiles.
An active day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was an active Thursday for direct cash cattle business as packers were aggressively competing for fed cattle. Deals in the South were at $188 live. That's $2 higher than the previous week's business. In the North, some dress business was marked at $302, $4 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis. A regional in Iowa paid as much as $304 with delivery marked for mid-April. There were also some live deals in the North at $190. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 800 to 950 pounds were $2 to $5 lower. Feeder heifers 800 to 900 pounds were steady to $4 lower. The USDA says demand was good. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 900 to 934 pounds, brought 225 to 234.25. Feeder steers, 952 to 983 pounds, brought 226.50 to 228.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 852 to 892 pounds, brought 215 to 220.85. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 29 cents. At $313.73, select was $1.02 higher at $303.73. Estimated cattle slaughter was 117,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and down nearly 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. While processors pulled back on their procurement efforts Thursday overall, the cash hog market has shown some strength recently. The industry continues to monitor hog weights, the availability of market-ready hogs, and the overall demand picture. This week's strong export sales report for pork is a good sign for global demand for U.S. pork. That helps provide price support. Domestic demand has been showing some strength as well. Bears and gelts at the National Daily Direct closed 94 cents lower with a weighted average of 80.30. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 80.86. And the Western Corn Belt was down 82 cents with a weighted average of 80.32. Pork values closed lower, down a dime at 92.08. Ribs and bellies were sharply lower. Loins were lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 17,000 on the week and down nearly 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were mostly lower, watching direct business develop and waiting for Friday's on feed numbers. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade with additional pressure from that lower move in pork. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield. Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there's a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly a 188 live and 302 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady to higher.
I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are both up on light short covering support. May beans are 2.5 higher at 12.12. July was up 2.5 at 12.25¾. May corn is 1¾ higher at 4.40¾. July was up 1¾ at 4.54. Cattle were mixed, watching direct trade develop and getting ready for the USDA's on feed numbers out Friday. April live is 57 higher at 188.37. June was 27 lower at 184.50. April feeders were down 30 at 254.62. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and the lower midday move in pork. April was down 40 cents at 84.90, and June lean was $1.32 lower at 99.30. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Taking the guesswork out of fertilizer applications in corn today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Nitrogen fertilizers are not cheap. You don't want to be stingy and hurt yield. You also don't want to put on more than you need because there's a limit to what the crop can use. South Dakota State University Extension soil fertility specialist Jason Clark says many corn growers in the state are shifting to a more regenerative farming model, and nutrient management is a part of that.
The biggest thing is we're changing those things of management, such as tillage and no-till. More soil regenerative practices helps us improve our soils. Keeping those roots intact, keeping things on the soil to help it be protected from rain and other events. We're letting that biota and those microbes and those fungi grow and not be disturbed. And in some parts where we're able to, we're integrating livestock. We're actually becoming more efficient, taking less pounds of nitrogen fertilizer to get a bushel of corn because our soil is likely healthier and able to provide the nutrients that corn crop needs.
Clark says there's an ideal agronomic rate for nitrogen in any given field, as well as an ideal economic rate. He says growers can get pretty close to an application sweet spot using soil test data, seed variety info, and whether soybeans were grown in the field the prior year. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
More milk again. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. The latest USDA report says milk production continues to go up. The National Ag Statistics Service says production in the 24 major dairy states totaled 17.4 billion pounds in the month of February. That's 2.4% higher than a year ago. Total U.S. production, 18.1 billion pounds in February. The one caveat to the new February figures is because of leap year. USDA says adjusting production for the additional day in February shows production was actually down 1% on a per-day basis. Production per cow in the 24 states averaged 1,955 pounds. That's 58 more pounds than a year ago. Number of milk cows, 9.33 million head, 89,000 fewer than a year ago, but 10,000 head more than January. There were no surprises in the other dairy categories. California still makes the most milk, followed by Wisconsin, Texas, Idaho, and New York. Michigan remains the state with the most milk per cow, 2,320 pounds per cow. Milk futures and the cash dairy markets were steady to lower again Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk down 43 cents at 15.74. May down 23 at 16.25. June down 30 to 16.99. July down 27 at 17.77. August through February contracts range from unchanged in January and February to 27 cents lower in September. Thursday's Class 3 volume was higher at just over 2,200 contracts. Dry weight was unchanged at 40.5 cents. No sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 5.25 to 139.75. 16 offers, but only 7 sales. Cheese barrels went down 2.5 cents to 147, but no sales. Butter dropped 1.75 cents to 282, 1 sale. Non-fat dry milk down a penny at 110.75 with 4 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Some light snow and 29 degrees. An additional 1 to 3 inches possible today, a high of 37. Some roads in the area, not all that great. Some of the main roads still a little on the wet side. We've got some light snow still coming down, between an inch and a half of snow here at the WRCO studios. More snow reported to the east of us today, more in that 2.5 to 3 inch range. Weston schools will have a virtual day today. All school activities, practices, and games are canceled. Weston is the lone district that we've heard something from this morning. It is 12 minutes before 6, so we get ready for the weekend.
This job that I'm working is hard on a person like me with that sunshine and like it is right now. So I'm punching that time clock to swim through that gridlock, and I'll sit and wait long as I need to sit to get out on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Might not be Tahiti, them girls in bikinis, they make a Mercury feel like a yacht.
Yeah, they do.
Same time, same late next week, same spot off Catfish Creek. We'll be chilling, we'll be sipping, we'll be kicking back and sitting on the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on.
Thank you.
I just can't wait to get on the boat again. The life I love is drinking cold beer with my friends. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Get on the boat again. I just can't wait to get out and float again. Cast the line to see if I can't reel one in. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again. Yeah, I can't wait to get on the boat again.
Jake Owen on WRCO. It won't be long. I'll get my boat out on the Willow Creek. We have a two-hour late start for Highland schools today. Highland District, a little snowed in this morning in some places. Again, 2 hours late in the Highland District. Weston going virtual today. Those are the two schools we've heard from. There are a few area schools on spring break this week as well. The Richland School District will be running 2 hours late today. That includes St. Mary and Eagle. And there is no early 4K. 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran will not be held as well. And no AM early childhood. 2 hours late for Highland Schools. Ithaca Schools will be closed today. Those among the latest that we've had. We'll have more after we check the weather with Tony Schumacher coming up in just a couple of minutes. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, snowy morning across the region. We'll have some waves of snow continuing throughout southern Wisconsin with a couple more inches possible, so please travel very carefully this morning. We do expect chilly weather to stick with us through the weekend, and it looks like another major storm will come into the Midwest on Sunday, and this will target areas off to the north and west of us for the heaviest snow Sunday into Sunday night. From the Dakotas up through Minnesota, northwest Wisconsin, western upper Michigan, that area could see something like 8 to 15 inches of wet, heavy snow. We'll just get clipped with a little bit of snow from that one Sunday morning, then transitioning to occasional rain showers late Sunday into Monday. Right now, it looks like we could see at least a half inch of rain from that. Then some cooler weather returning behind the storm system toward Tuesday into Wednesday. Here's that forecast for today, though. Winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Snow should be ending by midday, possibly picking up another 1 to 3 inches throughout the morning. High at 37. East wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming north this afternoon. Partly cloudy to clear and cold tonight. Low 14 degrees. Tomorrow partly sunny and chilly. High at 37. Wind variable 5 to 10. Saturday night cloudy with a good chance of light snow later on, adjusting to an inch possible. Low 24. Sunday blustery with snow likely through mid-afternoon with another dusting to an inch possible. High 39 degrees. Then some scattered light rain late Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. Monday cloudy, breezy, and much warmer. Occasional rain showers are likely. Low 31, high up to 52. Tuesday cloudy and breezy with some spotty light rain and snow showers possible through midday. Low 33 with a high of 42. Wednesday partly cloudy and quiet. Low 18, high 37. And Thursday mixed skies and a touch warmer. Low 19 with a high of 43. Have a good morning. Be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, some light snow continuing, building on that inch to an inch and a half or so today. Our temperature is at 29 degrees. We're up one from the overnight low. Quite a bit of movement and activity in the school department here locally. The schools that normally call us. River Valley has gone virtual for today in their district, and the Weston District will have virtual days today. Also, 2 hours late for Highland Schools and the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. There is no AM early childhood in the Richland District and no 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran. Also, from the area, let's see, what else do we have today? Schools that are closed include the Ithaca District and Fenimore. Both of those districts are going to be closed for the day. So again, Ithaca, Fenimore closed. 2 hours late for Highland, the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle. River Valley will not be open, but virtual today, and Weston as well. And we are up to date.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.